A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there. And he said, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day Jesus was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him. But they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm in Rome at the moment, and today we celebrate the dedication of two basilicas, the Basilica of St. Peter and the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. These are a symbol of timelessness, these buildings that last for centuries, but of course we know they're not timeless. St. Paul outside the walls burned and was almost completely destroyed in 1823. The church we have now was rebuilt after that. St. Peter's as well was famously rebuilt in the 16th century. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing that we do lasts forever. And this is what Jesus finds out as well. He's between crises here. He starts with a crisis throwing people out of the temple. My Father's house should be a house of prayer. And so he throws people out. But they don't stay out. He has a moment to teach, but we hear of the murmuring behind him from the leaders who are plotting his death. And they will win. And they will once again have their way with the temple. But of course, even that won't last for 40 years. The temple will be gone as well. Everything passing. I myself feel like I live between crises, going from one to the next. Even this moment to preach with you is just passing. Things to do, things that I need to get done, and I take this moment with you to talk about the Word of God. The moments we get in the middle of crises are really what life is. They're really all we have. This is something that could let us feel powerless, that anything we do today could be more than undone tomorrow. But actually, it's sort of freeing, because it leaves me free to do today the thing that is for me to do today. And there's so many things outside of my control that might undo what I've done, but they can't undo it completely. That's the thing. Anything I build, if I build a temple, if I give a speech, maybe the temple will be destroyed tomorrow. Maybe the speech will be forgotten, but in that moment, it will have its way. While the temple is standing, people can pray. When the speech is heard, it will affect people. And that effect can never be completely erased. It changed the course of history. And God is the one in charge of this history. And all he needs from us is for us to do that thing we need to do today. And he'll worry about the big picture. For Jesus, it was throwing people out of the temple, restoring a little order so he could get a few words to them in the calm after that storm. But there was another storm brewing which would take his life. And yet we still have his words. Me, in my life. I've been lately thinking of the many projects I'm working on, and so many of them have fallen into disrepair and come to nothing. Some of them have succeeded, but few of those wildly. But I did what I needed to do at the time. And now that's all I need to do today. Just what is right for this moment. And I trust that God has given me this moment and made the place for me to act so that I could act. God always gives us the space we need to do what we need to do. And if we just get in line with that, then we have done enough.